Metro 2033.
In a world.
What do you think when you, like, you've watched the trailer, but before watching that, what did you think when you heard the name?
I thought it was going to be like some kind of sim game.
Sim?
Like, City Planner 2015, okay. Or, you know.
What? And your glasses kind of suit my idea, but I was thinking it was going to be a future cop.
Damn! Future, really? Metro?
Yeah.
I think
Miami Metro.
I didn't think
of cops. And it's Dexter Morgan, and I live in 2033. I'm a serial killer.
No,
but I kill robots now.
I don't think of cops, I think of transport.
Yeah, I also think of that. Like, you know, traffic department.
Which, I mean, I guess that is what they're alluding to if they've been in trains systems,
yeah,
and
like
shit.
You're in the sub, this people in the subway and they're like zombies outside or something.
Yeah, man, I like zombies. Inside, outside, any side.
The other thing that I'm wondering is it actually still okay to end your game title with a year?
I don't know. Now that it's 2010, maybe it's not acceptable.
Kind of, yeah. Like, I mean, well, sports games, they just get a pass on that because...
Have there been any other games that have been, like, set in an ultra-distant future which have now come to pass? Like, I'm thinking about Terminator, the movie. You know, the Armageddon or the D-Day. What did they call it?
Well, there was a book called 1942. No, 19... That Orson Welles one.
Orson Welles?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Been and Gone.
Yeah.
The time travel one, eh?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking
dystopian future.
Yeah, I'm thinking, have there been any games where that date's rolled around and like we're completely disillusioned because of that game?
Street Fighter 2010.
Was that?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, it wasn't even it was made by Capcom, but it wasn't even a fighting game. You can look it up, it's pretty funny actually.
Was it all futuristic?
Oh yeah. It's like, Ken is a scientist now, and his partner got killed, and they were working
I can see Chun-Li being a hot scientist, chick.
No, it's just Ken. Ken and Dwayne or something. It's just Ken. Ken's the only Street Fighter left in 2010. I'm sure there were plenty, like, 2001 or 2000. Low number, because like back in the 80s, so like, oh man, that's like 20 years away. We'll have flying cars by then,
dude. We do not have flying cars.
Actually, we do. It's just not commercially available, and they're not very good.
Yeah, so like I said, we do not have flying cars.
I bet if we put this one on a catapult, it would fly.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get us where we wanted to go.
Well, if it didn't, then you were just aiming the catapult wrong.
Yeah, maybe.